Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And of course, I'm here with NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline, Brian Sant.
Yay!
How are you tonight, Brian?
Oh, I'm tired.
Tired? Why? Rough week?
Oh, it's always a rough week. It's called work.
Yeah, I know. It keeps getting in the way of all my fun, you
TMI.
Know? God. Who made up this crap anyway? Oh, go to work. You know?
I don't know, actually, what started that word.
Yeah. It must mean an acronym for something very foul.
You're screwed.
Well, I'm a little on the tired side myself. It's been a long day. A very long, trying day. But any event. Excuse me, still getting through the allergy crap here. I'm going to give you the meeting announcements. Now, people, bear in mind, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. They all start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. First one up at bat is August 30th. That's the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. That's in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. Then we have the Central Jersey Division, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. That is September 5th. That's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. I will be presenting the Mysteries of the Paranormal on the September 5th meeting in Central Jersey. And then we have the Northwest Division, which is headed up by team leader Dina Chirico, and that's in Hackettstown on September 18th at 293 Main Street in the Community Center in the Blue Room. I should point out that we have procured the third Tuesday of every month for the upcoming year. Our application was approved in the town of Hackettstown for the upcoming year, so third Tuesday of every month. You can go there at 7 o'clock for a meeting, unless, of course, some unforeseen circumstance with any of our meetings ever takes place. We will try to update the website immediately and send out a Yahoo blast. So it's important that you get on the Yahoo groups, because you will find out what's going on. Also, you can check out the presentation page of the NJGHS website to see where I'll be giving paranormal investigating, capturing ghosts, pictures, and voices presentations this Halloween season. And so far, I am booked for September 30th at the Burlington County Library, October 16th at the Washington Women's Club, and that's in Washington and Warren County, October 18th at the Sayreville Public Library, October 22nd at the Mattawan Aberdeen Library, and October 24th at the Washington Township Public Library in Long Valley, which is Morris County. So if you would like a presentation for your group or your library, have them contact me at 908-325-0140 or email me at laurah@njghs.net. Please know that a $100 honorarium for time and travel is requested. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. So far this summer, I have seen only a couple movies. I've seen 1408.
Right.
Which was very good.
It was very good.
I still have not seen, as my children refer to it, Harry Pothead. So I have missed
okay.
that so far.
I have not seen that.
I got to see Transformers, which was very long and explosive, but we liked it. Kids
okay.
and I saw that. We liked it. And, gosh, I don't think I've done any other movies.
Oh, in Gettysburg, I left the gathering early and went to
the Simpsons. I saw The Simpsons. I've seen it twice. Dude, I could go again and again. And when it comes out on DVD, I am buying The Simpsons. It was awesome. All right, go on. So in Gettysburg, you saw.
Wow.
It was really good.
Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It had some slow parts, but some parts I was cracking up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's it was pretty funny. It's a pretty funny take on what can happen in real life.
Oh, that if you pretended you were gay and got married?
Well, no. The premise of the story is his wife dies.
Adam Sandler? Or
no, the other guy.
Yeah, whoever he is. I don't remember who it was.
I can't remember his name, but his wife dies. He forgot to change his beneficiary, and they gave him like a year. Well, after a year, he finally went down to go change it and found out he couldn't. So if he died, kids wouldn't get the pension or nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah. So basically the woman tells him, well, you know what, you have only one choice, is to get remarried. And he doesn't know what to do, and he happens to see the thing in the paper that, you know, New York City's now, you know, approved, you know, gay partnerships. as being legal. So that's when he goes to his best friend Adam Sandler and makes the proposal.
Well, why couldn't he just get a woman to marry him?
I guess he wanted to have someone he could trust. Well, basically, in the movie, the beginning part of the movie, he saved Adam Sandler's life.
Oh, okay.
And Adam Sandler's like, whatever you want, man, it's yours, just name it, whatever. Well.
I need you to marry me. Wow. Well, to me it looked like a wait to rent. And actually, it was part of the double feature when I saw The Simpsons the second time was at a drive-in. I don't know if you've... Have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
Never.
Never? Never. I mean, we used to go a lot when I was a kid. They were... I mean, New Jersey was the first state to even have drive-in theaters. And there was one up in, I think, Hanover off of Route 10 that we used to go to. But anyway, I drove out to this one out in Warwick, New York. And they do a double feature. So it was The Simpsons, and then the next movie was Chuck and... I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I'm like, oh, I got to get home, you know, because it's a long ride back. And I was like, you know, I didn't want to have to be peeing in those disgusting porta potties in the dark, not knowing what the hell was going to bite me. So, anyway,
or who?
I don't have that kind of problem anymore. So, but yeah, so I got to see that, and The Simpsons was really the only thing I noticed though with the drive-in, the screen cut off part of the picture.
Right.
So people, if that was the first time they saw The Simpsons, they probably didn't realize that there was like a little commercial trailer running on the bottom of the movie at one point, and it's their own joke, like, catch The Simpsons Sunday night on da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, yes, we're so bad, we're even advertising our own show in our movie, you know? And it was like, it was pretty funny, but you missed that. But yeah, the movie is good. The Simpsons, I'm definitely going to buy that when that comes out.
So you've mentioned.
Yes, yes. There's a few movies that get me like that, but, you know, that was a good one.
Well, we'll have to see what comes out around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's usually a big movie time. And I do know, actually, I think that'll be in next week's show. Yeah. In next week's show, we'll have a movie review of that Jim Carrey movie, Number 23. Yeah, Dina just sent me a movie review of it, and unfortunately I knew we were coming to record tonight, and I was like, oh, I already wrote the shows, I already got it all
lazy
done. So we were already done. I even tweaked the script, you know. Hello.
That's okay, I didn't read the original one.
Yeah, well, so in any event, we will have Dina's movie review, which we really like how many cauldrons she assigns to different flicks and stuff. It's pretty cool. So anyway, so yeah, so hopefully they'll have some more scary stuff coming out. Well, Halloween's coming up, right? You know, you figure by October, the scary flicks should start coming out in September, October.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any previews for anything. They should have the previews by now.
Hmm.
I mean, you think about it, Halloween's 2.5 months away.
Hmm. Oh, I already got my tickets for ChillerCon. Oh, and guess what, people? Chiller Theater Convention this year is not all the way down in Secaucus. It is going to be right in Parsippany at the Hilton. How awesome is
Yay.
That? That's it's a much easier commute for me than having to go all the way to Secaucus. You know, I'm used to going to Parsippany every day to go to work anyway. And so I got tickets for Saturday to go to ChillerCon, so that should be fun. And they don't charge for Trent. He's young enough, so, you know. Can take my Brian and I, my son Brian, and the younger one, and we can go and... Hopefully they'll have... They're supposed to have Elvira there this year. And it'll probably be a long-ass line, but if I can manage it, I want to wait online and get to meet her and get my picture taken with her and...
She's probably all wrinkly now and stuff.
Oh, no, she's still...
sagging.
No, she's really keeps herself very well. In fact, the movie I did, Haunting of Danbury House, the one guy in that movie who... Oh, God. He's going to shoot me. What was his name?
I never saw it, so.
Oh, you suck. Ah, what was his name? All right, let me think. It's, Tony.
Tony?
Tony.
Anthony?
Tony, he's even got, like, the New York whole, like, Tony Italian thing going on. Tony. Well.
The tiger.
You know what? It's going to bug me.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Now she's breaking out the cell phone.
I see. Rugnetta. Tony Rugnetta. Yes. Well, Tony Rugnetta told me that
Wait. Your cell phone isn't off?
It's on
This is just like an investigation. Cell phone goes off.
No, it's on vibrate, and it was all the way over across the room in my purse. Here, see? First try. I did that lefty, and I got it back in the purse. Pretty good, huh? Anyway, yes, Tony Rugnetta told me that he knows Elvira, so he knows her, like, out of makeup. And he goes, yeah, he goes, you know, she's got, like, strawberry blonde hair, you know, like, she's like a redhead, kind of reddish, blondish hair. And she's petite, she's very attractive, and he goes, but she's so different looking out of, and I've seen pictures, like some of her promo shots on her website. What she looks like out of makeup is like, it's amazing how she does all that makeup. She makes herself look so different from what, I mean, you would walk by her on the street and not even know you were walking past Elvira. She's pretty, but she's very like girl next door pretty, not like the whole Halloween vampy, trampy thing. Anyway, so I will try to stand online because I would like to meet her. She sounds really like a cool lady. And he said she's very intelligent, very articulate, a nice person, good heart. I mean, he had a lot of good things to say about her. So anyway, and so that's ChillerCon. That is the beginning of October this year, believe it or not. It's like October 5th, 6th, and 7th. They're doing it early, and they're doing it in the Parsippany Hilton. So it'll be a much nicer venue. People, you can go online to chillertheater.com, and theater, they spell it where theater ends with R-E instead of E-R. So it's chillertheater.com. But check it out if you want to get tickets. And they're always updating the site, telling you what other B-movie cult classic, you know, has-been stars that they're going to have there to do autographs and stuff. But it's fun. It's fun. And hopefully this venue will allow for all of us who paid for tickets to actually get in this time and not... Like, last time I bought tickets and we went down to Secaucus, we couldn't even get in because they were already violating the fire codes. So we ended up just getting our money back and leaving, you know.
Well, at least you got your money back.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I didn't pay to just come down to Secaucus, have a drink in a lobby and leave, you know. So, anyway, so check that out, chillertheater.com, and we're going to take a commercial break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Okay, it's time for Parashare, and we do not have Parashares this week.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
But we do have some follow-ups. Now check this out. We have a follow-up to our July 20th show, wherein we ended up in just in a very impromptu, matter-of-fact way, saying, if you could chat with a ghost, famous ghost, what have you, who would you like to chat with? And Dina Chirico, our team leader for the Northwest Division, wrote in and said she would like to chat with Edgar Allan Poe, Hippocrates, Dante Alighieri, author of The Divine Comedy, Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, Colonel Joshua Chamberlain. Forgive me, I have no clue who that is. Sorry. She'll email me and enlighten me, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Giorgio Di Chirico, who was a painter and a distant relative of hers. Very nice, very nice. I asked Brian when we were offline if he had thought of anyone he would have liked to chat with, and what'd you say?
Said, nope, haven't even thought about it.
You know, he just sits up at night and, no.
Doesn't think about that.
No.
Well, I did say, hey, unless they can give me the lottery numbers.
You know, that's true. I mean, really, what the hell's the point? If you're going to come all the way back from heaven or hell, wherever you've been, you know, give me something I can use here.
Yeah, supposedly they can travel in time, so.
Hmm. Yeah, why don't you fast forward a week, get the Powerball, and come back and tell me. And then we have a follow-up to the August 10th Parashare about the shadow in the video after playing the Ouija board. Now, Dina wrote in, and she said, you know, just out of curiosity, I went to Google Video and checked out those four videos. What a waste of time. The unknown presence was quick and very hard to tell anything. The strange echoes? I couldn't hear anything. The haunting, with the banging noises? It could be anything at all. And for the Ouija personal experience, the eerie noises clearly sounded like it could be an airplane flying overhead. And the fact that it happened a couple of times, he could be in the flight path. So don't bother. Can we say, cuckoo, cuckoo? That's Dina's words. I'm just quoting it verbatim. Don't shoot the messenger here, but that was her professional assessment of the videos. I, for one, did not expend the time and energy to go check them out because I had the pictures to look at, and I didn't see anything other than a blobby kind of shadowy thing, which could be anything. Could be you just taking, moving your body around and casting a shadow, taking the picture, you know? So, thank you for that, Dina. And I guess as far as me, I never even gave it any consideration of what ghost I would talk. I think I said that night. I said I would, you know, it would be cool to talk with John Lennon, Abraham Lincoln, you know, Janis Joplin. Like, before you were strung out on drugs, Janis, what
Anna,
were you thinking, you
Anna
know?
Nicole.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You wanted to talk to Anna Nicole. you know, and if Michael Jackson ever becomes a ghost... Not that I'd want to talk to him, but, you know, you got to admit, you would have a curiosity factor.
He wouldn't.
He's just...
He's going straight to hell.
He's just going to be one of those crispy critter spirits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a scary... He, you know, people wonder about us. They're like, wow, you go in graveyards and hunt ghosts? And it's like, dude, you've been watching Michael Jackson for how long? I mean, come on.
He's gonna pop down there, and he's going to have to deal with, like, a 30-foot demon. Who's well-equipped.
And they don't use Vaseline in hell, from what I hear.
Oh, it's like that one Adam Sandler movie. One where he's the devil's son.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You never saw that one?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I forget. But basically, you know, Hitler is down there. And he's all dressed like a little maid's outfit. And they have him bend over and they have a big pineapple.
Whoa.
Leaf first.
Oh, okay. You see that movie, Employee of the Month?
No.
Oh, there's a funny part in it, speaking of the whole anal rectal thing. How our conversations
I
get to
touch
this level.
That one.
But the cute guy who wants to become Employee of the Month, he's competing against who always is Employee of the Month, this, like, dyed, blonde-haired, freaky guy. And so the cute guy kind of, like, does up the Employee of the Month's picture, drawing a mustache and horns on it, and he says, like, he leaves a note, like, you know, whatever the guy, Employee of the Month's name is, so-and-so likes anal. But the little sidekick guy, this little Spanish guy that follows the Employee of the Month around, like his little tattoo, you know, like from Fantasy Island, well, the Spanish guy, he doesn't really speak English too well. I guess he looks at it and he goes, "Who's Anel?" And the guy goes, "That's anal, you idiot." You know, oh, it's hysterical.
Moving on.
Moving on. Back to paranormal discussions. We're going to move along to news of the weird, weird, weird. Okay.
Well, we could do that.
Could do what?
Hold on. Try it.
News of the weird. Hey, that's nice. Okay. So in June 1995, Gordon Wood, who would subsequently be charged with Caroline Byrne's murder in Sydney, Australia, arrived at the morgue shortly after her body did, identified himself as her boyfriend, asked to see the body, and also asked, according to the attendant, "Do you mind if I look at her tits?"
"Hey, show me your tits!"
The attendant, according to a police report reviewed by a judge during a June 2007 court proceeding, refused, and Wood was charged shortly afterward with having thrown the woman off a cliff. So, he throws her off a cliff and then wants to see if the girls survived. The girls, you know.
Twins.
Like, yeah. Sick. Sick people. Here's something that's just really sad. According to police, Derek House and another man planned to kill four people in a 1985 Chicago drug hit and needed a stranger to knock on the door so that House and his companion could gain entry. They paid teenager Charles Green $25 to do that. and House completed the mission. Green was convicted and imprisoned for participating in the murder. House got the death penalty, but as a result of legal challenges was recently released. House's companion was never convicted. Thus, the only one of the three still in prison 22 years later is the one who just knocked on the door. In August, a judge is scheduled to hear Green's latest petition for a new trial. Now, this poor kid, for $25, he gave away his life. Knocked on the door and for $25, and he's in prison, and the other two are scot-free. That is just sad. As a result of a January car crash in Nebraska, Shannon Malloy, 30, had her skull separated from her spine, which is known as internal decapitation. But she remained alive until doctors could stabilize her with screws into her neck, and her recovery is progressing at Denver Spine Center, according to a May KMGH TV report. Now, there's something for you. You just screw my neck on, screw my head.
She's screwed.
Oh, I'd forget my head if it weren't attached. How many times have you said that? Now you're going to picture Shannon Malloy, who really has that problem. Is her head attached? You know, it's held on by a bunch of nuts and bolts. Okay. Robert Thiralt, 49, a courthouse security officer in Concord, New Hampshire, was convicted in April of persuading a couple that he was a tester for an insurance company and would pay them $20 to have sex in front of him so he could evaluate a certain bedsheet and condom. What's really scary is he persuaded them to actually do this for $20. Now, let's see. I want to find it. That says a couple. Persuaded a couple. That's how you figure out somewhat of the clue to the identity. Because if they were married, they wouldn't have been having sex.
Sure they would.
No. Believe me. They'd be like, $20, I gotta bang the old lady, the old man? No way. But a couple, that already lets you know that they were not legally bound to one another. Anyway, that's how my theory is.
Well, we know how good your theories are.
Well, hey, I've done time in the marital trenches, so believe me. Crime time in Wilmington, Delaware. Jesse Dale, 42, was arrested and charged with cocaine possession in Wilmington in June during a routine traffic stop after, this is classic, after he attempted to throw his stash out the passenger window as the officer approached. However, the window was up, and the package bounced back into the seat in plain sight for the officer to base an arrest on.
Go!
Oh, I didn't know you had Homer in there, too. Very nice.
Well, you put that in there for me to do the sound effect, and you take over for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you had it, because every time you've tried to do it, it doesn't work. Okay, moving on. A 21-year-old man fell to his death in Tuscarawas County. I cannot even pronounce it. It's T-U-S-C-A-R-A-W-A-S.
Tuscarawas
County, Ohio. In April, when he leaned a little too far over a hillside rock in order to write his girlfriend's name on an available space on the surface. Her name is Kaylee, and not, unfortunately, just Kay. Poor girl. Her guy is dead, and her name is not completed after all that. And finally, a 43-year-old man suffered a fatal heart attack in 2006 during sex with an exotic dancer in Pacifica, California.
Lucky bastard.
If you're gonna go, man. And homicide was ruled out because the death was captured on the video camera the man had set up to record their session. See? So she didn't kill him by sexual contact. On the other hand, the woman's drug use was also on the video, so she was sentenced in May 2007 to a year in jail. Wah, wah, wah. You know? Yeah, sex with an exotic dancer and he has a heart attack. Fatal heart attack. I hope she got paid at least.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Money. How are you so sure?
Because you keep telling me. No,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't even try it. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a short commercial break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first come, first served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular.
Hey, welcome to Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia was about a haunted prison in Ohio, and you were asked, what is the name of this prison? The answer, Mansfield Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. It should be noted that The Shawshank Redemption was filmed there. Okay, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of pretty easy. This summer, I gave the presentation, Mysteries of the Paranormal, at various libraries. I, meaning me, I'm talking about myself here. One of the topics I covered included the bizarre happening of one being consumed by intense self-heat and reduced to a pile of ashes. Better than any crematorium could do. What is the name of this mysterious circumstance? Be the first person to answer correctly and email that answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you will win the new NJGHS t-shirt. Woo! Do you know the answer to that, Brian? Without looking?
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't give it away now. Okay. Well, it's been lovely as always. Your effervescent personality and company is always stellar in my book.
It should be. All the crap I got to put up with.
I know, hey, you know. So I want to remind everyone out there to vote for the show on podcastalley.com. Stay tuned to the www.njghs.net website and sign up for our Yahoo groups. You always get the latest information and keep an eye on the site for our cemetery hunt schedule as well. Okay, anything else you need to add, Brian?
No, I'm ready to go home.
Okay, me too. All right, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico and Laura Lindemann, and Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.